Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell bunts towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Remy covering, for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy bunts towards the mound. Morris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Remy moves to third. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy bunts towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Evans reaches second base with a double. Hoffman scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner strikes out. There goes Gibson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Remy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Remy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Leach reaches second base with a double. Darryl Brown pinch runs for Rick Leach. Champ Summers pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Summers strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darryl Brown now playing right field. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters is called out on strikes. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Trammell for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Morris. Remy moves to third. Evans moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Kemp moves to second. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish is walked intentionally. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Darryl Brown. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Miller steals second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Remy moves to second. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 4 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.